This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What exactly is Jell-O made from? When you go to the grocery store and you buy a box of Jell-O, you're buying three things. First, there's gelatin. Second, there's sugar or some kind of artificial sweetener combined with artificial flavors. And then third, there's food coloring. When you get home, you add a fourth ingredient, which is water. The gelatin in Jell-O is what lets you transform it into all sorts of different shapes. What exactly is gelatin? Gelatin is just a processed version of a structural protein called collagen that is found in many animals, including humans. Collagen actually makes up almost a third of all the protein in the human body. It's a big fibrous molecule that makes skin, bones, and tendons both strong and somewhat flexible. As you get older, your body makes less collagen, and individual collagen fibers become cross-linked with each other. You might experience this as stiff joints from less flexible tendons or wrinkles from the loss of skin elasticity. The gelatin you eat in Jell-O comes from the collagen in cow or pig bones, hooves, and connective tissues. To make gelatin, manufacturers grind up these various parts and pre-treat them with either a strong acid or a strong base to break down the cellular structures and release proteins like collagen. After pre-treatment, the resulting mixture is boiled. During this process, the large collagen protein ends up being partially broken down, and the resulting product is called gelatin. The gelatin is easily extracted because it forms a layer on the surface of the boiling mixture. Gelatin is a common ingredient in foods because it's really versatile. It can be used as a gelling agent, as in Jell-O, as a thickener, as an emulsifier, and as a stabilizer. You'll find it in a variety of foods, from yogurt to chewing gum. Here's some of the foods that commonly contain gelatin. There's gummy bears, sour cream, cream cheese, cake icing and frosting, marshmallows, soup, sauces and gravies, canned hams and chicken. The list goes on and on. Gelatin is even used to make the coating for pills that makes them easier to swallow. It's also in cosmetics, lozenges, and ointments. When you buy a box of Jell-O or another brand of gelatin at the grocery store, you get a small packet of powdered gelatin with artificial flavorings and colors. At room temperature, the gelatin protein is in the form of a triple helix. This is a fairly ordered structure, not unlike that of DNA. With DNA, two chains of nucleotides are twisted together in a spiral pattern. In a gelatin protein, there are three separate chains of amino acids, also known as polypeptide chains, that have lined up and twisted around each other, and the helix is held together by weak bonds that form between the amino acids that end up on the inside of that coiled structure. To make a gelatin mold, you have to add boiling water to the powdered gelatin. Then you stir the mixture for about 3 minutes until the gelatin dissolves completely. What happens to the gelatin when you add the boiling water? The energy of the heated water is enough to break up the weak bonds holding the gelatin strands together. The helical structure falls apart and you're left with free polypeptide chains floating around in a water solution. The next step is to add cold water and stick the dissolved gelatin in the refrigerator to chill for several hours. When you cool down the mixture, those polypeptide chains begin to reattach and reform the tight triple helix structure. However, the chilling process is slow and the individual strands have been widely dispersed by mixing, so the helixes aren't perfectly formed this time. In some places, there are gaps in the helix, and in others, there's just a tangled web of polypeptide chains. When the gelatin solution is chilled, water gets trapped inside these gaps and pockets between the chains. The protein net that's left after chilling gives the gelatin mold its shape, and the trapped water provides the characteristic jiggle that makes Jell-O a popular food for kids to eat.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.